Okay, thank you all for your patience. My name is Jiang. Yeah, the Liu Peng is my student. I'm from Institute of Vegetable and Flowers, Chinese Academy of Agriculture Sciences. It's located in Beijing. Yeah, I talk about the UVB, this effect on the cucumber the growth. With UVB, this is from this wave is from 208 nm to 315 nm. Due to the covering material, that's transparent for the photosynthetic is about 8 to 19%, and the UVB transmittance is about 15 to 30%. So standard light for UVB is not sufficient for greenhouse vegetable cultivation. And one reported that 2.2 μmol per square meter per second of supplemental UVB radiation could improve fruit quality in the tomato, in tomatoes in winter plastic greenhouse. And other scientists like Chen also reported that 6.91 to 10.37 μmol per square meter per second is very good for increasing the ASA content in pak choi leaves. Yeah, at present, red light and blue light are widely used in plant factory, and the effect of different doses of UVB radiation on growth and antioxidant the system of cucumber seedlings in plant factory has been poorly described. This is the materials and the methods. Including the control, we set five treatments. It's from 1.67 μmol per square meter per second to the highest radiation. This is 6.67 μmol per square meter per second. That says everyday treatment time is 4 hours from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That says in the growth chamber. That growth chamber is 14 photo period. That temperature is 28 and 20 degrees centigrade. That's relative humidity is 60%, and this light is from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. This is the result. I quickly go through this result. That's the UVB radiation. That's the plant height is reduced, or treatment is reduced, and but the stem. But the stem diameter in treatment 1 and 2 is increased, especially in treatment 2. It says about treatment 2 is... UVB radiation is for net synthesis is reduced, but for the treatment 1 and the two is not, there is no significant difference with the control. As is, dry weight is no significant difference. Also, the soluble sugar is increased in treatment one and treatment two. And this is not for MDA is also increased. But for treatment 1 and treatment 2, there is no significant difference with the control. So for SOD and POD, And also CET increased, especially in the treatment 1 and the treatment 2. It's increased significantly, the SOD, POD, and the CET. And also ASA also increased. So this is, we figured out this treatment two is better. The treatment two dose is 3.33 millimole per square meter per second. So we set another the experiment to figure the changing, we figure the changing of the experiment expression and activity of ASA synthesis the gene in UVB treatment for 1 week. This is control without the UV, and this is the treatment. You can see this is MDA and H2O2 is firstly increased and then decreased. Also, this SOD and POD and CAT also just increased from 0 hour to 7 days. Also, ASA content and DHA content and ASA content in leaves also increased. This is a different genes expression. This is selected. This most effective is MIOX X1 gene and GLDH2 genes is expression very very high. You can also see this is effect radiation activity in leaves. MIOX and GLDS activities increase very high. This is I going to a conclusion. This the 3.33 millimole per square meter per second UVB favor for the stem diameter growth, also for the soluble sugar increased, and also activation of antioxidant system increased. The results of this study indicate that 3.3 millimole per square meter per second UVB promotes the growth and the improvement the stress resistance of cucumber plant in plant factory. The experiments of GLDH2 in air galactose pathway and MIOX1 in male installer 1 pathway were significantly increased by UVB. After treatment with UVB, the activity of MIOX and the GLDH significantly increased. Enzyme including GLDH and MIOX and the endorsed genes might play lower in regulation of ASA in UVB treatment. Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay.
So you said that the particular UVB treatment increased the stress resistance of the cucumber. Did you do any experiments where you actually stressed the cucumber plant under the supplemental and you didn't see if they actually had any more resistance to stress?
Yeah, this UV, but you need to set the suitable UV dose. If the UV dose is very high, it will damage the plants.
But I mean, it's
3.33. Yeah, 3.33 is for my experiment is better.
Right, but did you say that the enzyme activity
had
some of the stress line activity?
Yes.
So the plant.
Yeah.
So, but would you do any
Yeah, we tried. We measured some genes related to the ASA synthesis. But we did not measure other stress to a source or low temperature. Yes. Okay. Pardon me? I did not check that.